This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Check it. If I were you, let's go. Check it. See, I'm the John Wolf of rap, and y'all in big trouble. Every scheme is so legal, yet so subtle. Get your clam dip ready when the show's on. It's getting hot and heavy, turn the volume low, mom. Real emails, but fake names. Advice hotter than the females that Jake bangs. Sports and math, Amir's two favorite things. Jews about to work magic like David Blaine. FYI, if you ever try to stake a claim, you'll end up MIA like paper planes. From NY to LA, where it's always sunny. I ain't never been, but I hear it's lovely. If TBS don't pick them up and share their money, that would be total bullshit. Very funny. Like Hitler got the one cool mustache. It's getting real on his podcast. Make them say, hey. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Make them say, hey. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Make them say, hey. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na. Make them say, hey.
It's one of my favorite songs, I think.
This one?
Yeah.
Not the original?
No.
Who sang the original, Make Them Say Uh?
Master P.
What does that mean to make them say na 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 na?
Make them say like you're fucking them so good, and they're saying like
And then is he saying na 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 na, or is he saying make them say na na na?
I don't think they're like groaning and then saying
na 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 na
while he's fucking them. I think
see.
It's like sort of like make them say and then part of just like the
yeah,
song.
It's saying na na.
Was that a full on Master P? It wasn't a cover. Like that seemed like an original song with like a nod to Master P.
Yeah, he paid homage to the pupil,
to the greats.
But it's honestly,
we stand
futile
on the shoulders of giants.
If you want to stand on your clients and call themselves tall, that guy was written, or sorry, that song was written by Keenan, whose Twitter name is Karuna Powers, Karuna Powers. Wanted us to give a shout out to that.
To his Twitter, I mean, he has a tight flow.
Yeah.
I really liked his flow.
His tweets are actually pretty interesting too.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me a sample.
Okay.
An example sample.
When in Rome, order Domino's.
Huh.
Pretty funny.
Very nice.
Eating an egg white omelet is like eating a sandwich with only crust. I don't quite get what's the metaphor.
But you
there?
Get it, because you're. It's the worst part of the eggs. The worst part of the bread. Not everybody agree, because some people like crust, but whatever. I like it. I dig that one.
Saw me banging on the sofa. It wasn't me. I even had her in the shower. It wasn't me. She even caught me on camera. Wait, what? You're fucked.
Yeah, that song's, there's definitely some holes in the logic of Shaggy.
She even caught me on camera. It wasn't me.
I mean, she walked in on you, right? Even if it's not camera, it's like...
And then last one, pit stains are my way of showing the world my shirt doesn't work as hard as I do.
Oh, I like that one a lot. That's my favorite.
These date back to April, so I don't know if he's tweeting as much anymore, but thank you, Karuna Powers. Thank you.
I mean, now you better get back on it, because we just bought him 1,000 new followers.
Came over. He's at 298 right now.
I'm going to follow him. I'm going to follow him right
he's
now.
He's at 299 right now.
How do I spell it again?
K-A-R-U-N-A powers. As in, he has Karuna powers instead of, like, superpowers.
Got it, yeah.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the entire internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Karuna Powers.
Oh my God, it's true. You're a secret hero and now your identity's out.
That's right, everybody. This is my Twitter and that was my rap.
That's why I loved all those tweets. You got your glasses, right?
Yeah. Oh, I have them in my backpack, actually.
Did you wear them today?
I've not worn them today because I don't really have to wear them during the day. It's only at night, really, that I can't see.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, it's hard to see things all the time. But like,
is it true that you can only not see at night, or should you wear them all the time?
The doctor said I didn't have to wear them all the time.
Oh, dude, the doctor. It's an optometrist. It's not a real doctor.
It's a DR in front of it.
Shit. Well, what does he know that I don't?
It was a she. You went to the same optometrist.
Sexist. The doctor was a woman. I know what you're doing. You're dipping your toes in the glasses water. At first, you don't want to be the kind of guy that's just the glasses guy.
I mean, when I put them on for the first time, it was too powerful.
What do you mean?
I had to take them off because I could see too clearly. I didn't feel like I should be allowed.
I could see,
that way.
Yeah, like I have perfect vision. No, no one man should have superpower. You felt like it was too clear, even though you had clear, perfect vision probably for the first 20 years of your life, even more.
Right.
But then once it starts to slip, you put the glasses back on and you're like, no, this is too much.
This is too good. I don't need to read the ingredients in the cereal from here.
It's as if you have x-ray goggles and you're looking at like women undressed and you're like, no, this isn't fair to them.
Exactly.
But in fact, it was just like, no, I shouldn't read street signs this clearly.
Right.
Did you follow Karuna Powers?
I just followed him, yeah.
All right. So we're going to be answering real emails from real people. Wait, did you say you like your glasses or not?
Wait, here, I'll put them on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a visual. I won't really. All right, you can. I mean, it's already happening, so you don't really. It's just that.
Well, it's for you, you know, this is going to be your live reaction.
Okay.
To my glasses.
Warby Parker.
Warby Parker, shout out, even though they didn't pay us.
Here we go. Oh my ham. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Glasses and a mustache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have a mustache right now, too, for all y'all listening out
there.
So
you look like a German psychologist.
Oh, that's
You definitely
nice.
Look a lot smarter.
Do I?
Should I take a picture and put it on my Instagram for people to see? Is that how you want to debut it?
I don't know, because like I feel like the lighting is... We'll take a picture.
You don't have to take one right now.
Right.
But tonight.
Yeah, okay.
So by the time this is online,
right,
people will be able to see it.
Or tomorrow morning. How about 11 a.m. is the reveal?
Oh, the grand debut.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll debutant. You'll be a debutant.
Because I'd like to go somewhere to light it.
So you want it to be outdoors. Want it to be during the day.
Well, let's go to the top of Griffith Park or something.
Oh, my God. You want me to take a hike with you?
I know
to the top
exact
of it?
Spot I want to do it.
I don't want to do it anymore.
All right. I'll do it as a selfie.
Give me that selfie stick. All right. So these are real emails from real people. I'm going to let's give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity, you know, because I want to help these people out, but I don't need to out them.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, here we go. First one is from a teenager. Who's a teenage boy that you know? A little teenage boy that you like?
A young little teenage boy.
Teenage boy. Yeah, teenage boy. Who's a teenage boy?
I don't know if I want to play this game. Come on, Jake. Who's a teenage boy you like?
Who's a little teenage boy? Just name this imaginary teenage boy.
I'll just name people I was friends with when I was a teenager.
Because so you don't currently know any teenage boys.
I maybe have a cousin that's a teenager. I don't know. I don't actually know.
All right.
Anyway, this one's Corey.
Corey writes, "Hey guys, I need some advice. I'm a high school student who masturbates on daily, as most boys my age do, and had come across a bit of a problem. Normally, I erase my browser history after I watch porn. This way, I'll never get caught, even though no one in my house uses the computer but me. The computer is in my room, so it's easy to pull up some porn, squeeze one out, then erase the history within a minimal amount of time. One day, my sister had come home to visit the family, and I heard her catching up with my mom and dad downstairs. I hadn't fapped the day before, so I was aching to do so now. I decided it was safe to do, I decided it was safe to do it because I would have plenty of time before she came up to see me. This was the biggest mistake of my life. I had finished and I had opened my internet history, and before I could click erase, I heard her coming up the stairs. In an act of panic, I left my desk and went to the bathroom to get rid of the evidence. When I came back, she was on my computer. She screamed. She just wanted to check her emails as she ran out of the room. I sat back down at my desk and realized that my history had been left open, and I was in complete shock. The worst part was that all the porn I had watched had revolved around brother-sister stuff and anal. I think now she thinks I want to fuck her in the butt. The thing is, I don't. I just watched that video because it was in the new release section, and I found the chick so hot, so I watched it and clicked on a couple of suggested videos. Now she avoids eye contact with me at dinner and avoids me altogether throughout the day. She is going to be here for the next month, and I don't know what to do. Should I corner her and force her to listen to me? That way I can explain, or should I just leave it alone? What should I do? Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. Love, Corey.
All right. Well, real quick, anytime you think you need to corner someone and force them to do something, that's not true, and don't.
Well, he just wants to explain.
Right, but still.
He should really corner her before he explains. That's when you force someone into a corner of a room.
The worst thing you could do when you need to talk to somebody is corner them.
Yeah, so that way they can't escape in two directions, and then you just sort of close off the other.
Let's not corner anybody. Part two... I think it's really funny that he was aching to fap because he had gone one day. And also, you felt like you had ample time because you thought you had like 30 seconds.
Yeah, ample time for me is like my parents are going to at least the grocery store. Not my sister is downstairs having a conversation.
That's not even ample time. Like, somebody's gone for a weekend. That's ample time. Because I really like to tease it out.
This is like Mission Impossible.
I'm all about that edging shit.
He's all about like that doors closing and he's tumbling underneath a closing garage door, grabbing his hat at the last
second.
Like,
how is it even that? Like, it's like he just wants to nut so badly. I feel like you wouldn't find some joy in just doing it later in the evening when you have a little more time to yourself.
Or what about doing it in a private location? Like, can't he fap without porn?
The bathroom? Take your phone into the bathroom?
This 1 second?
It's like, I can squeeze this in under 5 seconds. Like, that's not that good.
You realize this guy hadn't nutted in 36 hours, though.
Understand being a teenager, that's like...
Yeah, that's a long time for him.
Him nutting isn't like saying, oh, now I'm not going to jerk off later. He'll just do it several times in a day.
Well, first of all, my advice, even before this situation, is private browsing.
Because then you don't have to erase.
Yeah.
There's
incognito mode. There's private browsing. There's ways for it not to save onto your computer locally. That way it doesn't access the cache. It doesn't go into your history.
You watch a lot of snuff porn, right?
Yeah, but nobody will know because I'm completely off the grid. Also, what I'll do is load the videos, then turn off the Wi-Fi. Yeah, that way I'm not even attracting a signal, so people can't actually take that data.
You are a little too paranoid.
Feel like they're intercepting the signal and they can unscramble the binary.
I unplug all my devices and I sketch a little picture of a nude woman.
Then I burn it when I'm done, and I take the ashes and I wet them and I drink them. That way, by the time it comes out of me, it's completely indistinguishable.
Wow. And you, okay, cool, dope, man, that's smart.
Yeah. That's why I had all that stomach issues from drinking ash.
Because you set a lot of fires in the yard. Mm-hmm. I think you jerk off to sketches. Maybe too much.
I'm starting to just jerk off to the fire. At this point, the fire gets me off. However, this ship has sailed for this guy.
The ship has sunk.
So what now? Do you explain to your sister? Well, do you understand? Are you in this, like, just because that's the theme of the porn you watch, does that mean that you don't actually are into that?
I understand. And actually, personally, I find myself sometimes watching the incest videos because... I like...
Turn off the podcast, Mom, or...
Mom, oh, yeah, fuck. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Mom, delete this episode. Never can these words grace your virgin ears. Just because, like, if you like amateur porn and if you like POV porn, for whatever reason, there's a lot of this... I don't know. Sometimes, like you say, you're just attracted to a girl and you're not necessarily attracted to the fetish, but you want
to see
her naked. So you watch the video. And then, of course, if you're in the incest mode, there's going to be other incest videos. And if you find those girls attractive, you'll watch them. And I've been there. And like, I'll find the girl hot and I'll find the like way they're shooting the porn hot. And then she'll be like, "You shouldn't be fucking me. You're my brother." I'm like, right. "Shut up. What are you talking about? That's not the sexy part. The sexy part is that you're having sex."
So brother-sister porn is just regular porn, except every 3.5 minutes, they're like, this is bad because we're brother and sisters.
It's bad exposition.
Yeah.
It's not clever writing.
It's too much pipe, I feel like. It's too expository.
Ooh, not enough pipe.
Yeah,
actually.
Can we get back to the actual story?
So you, I guess... You're not asking for this advice, but sometimes I'll find a porn video that has good sound bites and I'd leave the volume on that and then mute the brother-sister one.
Wow, okay. Now you're really getting
You don't want to like be jerking off to completely muted porn, but also now at this point you can't tell your sister like... It's probably more embarrassing to tell her like, "No, it's not. I'm not into incest. I just, you know, really wanted to see that particular girl get fucked."
Right. Is that better?
No. I think you like can't talk about this. Here's what I want to say, though. There's a chance that she, huge chance, likelihood actually, that she didn't read the titles of the video.
Mm.
She probably just saw a naked person on your screen and ran away.
Oh, so you're saying.
There wasn't, like, I don't think she pored over this screen being like, I'm imagining in his mind this is like shot in this like really...
cinematic
jaggedly
way.
Yeah, and like there's like crash zooms of like
brother,
sister, anal,
sister,
blonde hair, her blonde hair. She's like, "Oh no, this is me." And then you like coming out of the bathroom, tugging at your dick still inside you. Like, "Oh no, you didn't see this."
Yeah, and then you're coming again because this guy probably gets off
and
to his sister.
Next thing she knows, you're cornering her. Like, "It's not wrong. Just let me explain. It's not wrong."
Turning her around for some reason.
Yeah, no, I think you might want to trust that she didn't read too far into the videos.
Yeah, or you can just casually drop hints like over dinner and be like, I would be eating a Salisbury steak.
Like, "Oh, Amir, would you, or Corey, would you like some A1 sauce for your steak?"
Yeah, I like A1. I don't like anal sister brother shit, but I can go for some steak.
What's that, honey?
I don't like when I would never fuck Samantha.
Okay.
Okay.
Very well.
Cool. So we agree. I mean,
you said yes to A1?
I will take the steak sauce, mother. I do want my steak to be slightly more seasoned. I do not want to fuck my own sister in the buttocks. Now,
and
you go
steak
with
is juicy, not quite juicy enough, so I'm going to slather it with sauce. Thank you, Mom. And to you, sister, I'm not attracted to you physically. I just hadn't fapped in 36 hours, so I was aching to do so.
Where were we? Oh, right.
Say.
We were talking about...
And I'm choking on the steak.
Jeopardy's playing in the background. Can we just have one meal without Alex Trebek fucking narrating the whole thing? That's the dad. The dad's losing it, but for different reasons. I feel like every bite is a daily double, for Christ's sakes. So you're saying don't. There's a likelihood she didn't see, so there's no need to open that Pandora's
box. Yeah, I think sometimes people like tend to over-explain something because he's gone into his head and he's being a little neurotic about it.
Yeah.
So like, let's just trust that she was in her own world, saw something she didn't want to see on her family computer, and she went away.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. And like, if you're overthinking it, maybe she's not. Maybe you just like start acting a little cool and she'll act the same way.
Or.
Okay.
Okay.
Love this.
You find porn that's the opposite of that. And make sure she sees that.
Oh, leave it open.
So leave it open. Uh-oh, sister, don't catch me looking at...
Oh, geez, it's vaginal, hetero, and they're just boyfriend, girlfriends.
Oh, that's my fetish, if you ask me. I'm pretty into that.
You know what's weird about porn? There are all like these crazy fetishes like that I'm not necessarily... Like, a cheating fetish I was just thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this... this person's going to cheat on their husband or wife with you. I'm like, that doesn't make me happy to watch.
Right.
I don't need to see, like, all you really want to see is
the intercourse.
Yeah, exactly.
So is there porn that's just two people hooking up on a third date?
Yeah, there is.
It's called third date hookup.
Well, fuckmefinally.com is my porn site that I haven't launched yet, but it's all about just like...
I believe somebody took that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Fuck Me Finally right now is a site that somebody built. I think they tried to turn it into a If I Were You script archive using YouTube closed captioning based on the videos we've uploaded.
Really?
I can't vouch for the efficacy of the transcriptions, but at the very least, they tried.
That's cool.
So what you're saying, that your specific type of porn is...
just people that you've like wanted to fuck for a long time and then you get to.
Oh, like the stars have finally aligned. Oh, and like actually, she had a boyfriend, you had a girlfriend, right. Then the other way around. Then like,
I think there was like an element of we shouldn't be doing this, but like not in an illegal way or like a really amoral way, but just like...
What else is there? Why else would you not want to, shouldn't be doing it if not for illegal or amoral?
Because like someone's going to come in or something. Like, oh, we're in a dressing room or we're like the bathroom at a party. And people are like knocking on the door.
That's
not necessarily what I was thinking. But,
but now that I've cornered you.
I can get out of it. I think it might have been cheating porn, actually.
I really fucking get off to that. I'm sorry. I've got myself in a lie. All right, so don't tell your sister that you don't want to fuck her. Instead, just don't mention it at all.
You could also plant porn on her computer, like incest porn, and then you confront her about it.
Oh.
And you're like, I saw this porn on your computer. And she'd be like, no, that's not me, that's you. And you're like, I'm not into that. That was just on my computer once. And then she's like, oh, I guess it was just on mine. And then you're like, okay. It seems like a fluke of the internet. And then you guys could hook up.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, where did you get that? I didn't want that. Neither did I. Oh, don't hit me. Oh, you're slapping me. Oh,
slapping
me. Yeah, you're getting into it. And then like you start.
Why slapping?
Because it's like, oh, get away from here, Corey. Oh, get away from here, Samantha.
Oh,
and then it's like, oh,
they sort of like have a sibling wrestle like they haven't had in years.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like you're such a dillweed. You're such a bonehead. And then like they roll over and then all of a sudden she's straddling him.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
They're breathing a little heavy. The moment hangs thick in the air.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows what to do. She wants to get off him, but he puts his arm around her waist and they kiss. Finally. Fuckmefinally.com. Well, that's the stinger. Fuckmefinally.com?
Nice.
Thanks.
Next question. Let's see here. Oh, I need another guy's name.
Eli
writes... Hey guys, about 6 months ago, I was transferred offices from New York to Ohio. It came with quite a substantial raise, so after a long talk with my wife, it was agreed that I would go. But however, my wife would not join me. She is an only child, and her mother became quite infirm within the last year, but refused to go into a home, so she moved in with us. She was in no condition to be moved, so my wife stayed to take care of her, and I moved. Flash forward to now, and I've been driving back and forth once a month to visit for a weekend, but other than that, I don't see her very often. We do FaceTime every night, though. Last week, I was invited to dinner at the house of someone I worked with, along with some other coworkers, including this woman from work, who had just gotten out of a relationship. She got very drunk that night and openly and embarrassingly in front of everyone told me that she'd fuck me if I wanted. I was very thrown by this, and I told my wife later that night whilst we were FaceTiming. To my surprise, she told me to go for it. Like, huh? Because I only get to see her once a month, you might imagine that often it is quite dusty in the basement, if you know what I mean. So she told me it was cool to hook up with this woman. Is it actually cool to do this? I feel like kind of weird about it, hence my email, but my wife gave me a very clear go-ahead. Why is she so cool with this? Do you think it's because she may be getting it on with some guy on the side too? I used to trust my wife implicitly, but this has given me second guessing. Anything you guys could add would be great. Thanks, Eli.
This is so weird because it's like he's got this amazing pass and he's you're squandering this opportunity.
Because he's just like, wait a minute, if I do it, wait a minute, did you already?
Yeah, but like, who cares? You're allowed, like, you want to. You want to take her up on it. Like, this is cool. Like, why is she so cool with it? I guess I want to, wait a second. Now I'm really mad. Nothing bad has happened yet, except she said you could fuck somebody else.
Yeah, but is it?
And, like, his mind immediately went to, she's cheating on me.
Is it? Yeah, are you, would you give your someone, your significant other, pause if she said that?
I guess I wouldn't, I wouldn't be like, okay, yeah, I guess you said go ahead. Wait a second. That must mean you're cheating. Like, I feel like I would have a way longer conversation. Like, are you really being serious? Do you want to have an open relationship?
You can't be serious. You know what I would do? I think this is the best of both worlds. You do it and don't tell your wife about it.
Of course, yeah.
That way, it's totally guilt-free. She doesn't know that you did it.
Yeah.
And technically, it's not cheating because she allowed it.
But like, how do you tell that to the coworker? Because she's like,
you tell her the full story. You say, I talked to my wife and she said that I could.
Yeah.
The question is, will it become weird at work? And probably yes.
Of course, yeah. You were having an extramarital affair with a coworker, so that's bad.
Is it an affair, though, if it's allowed?
I think it's still an affair if it's outside of the marriage, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what the definition of an affair is. We're getting into semantics here, though.
That's not the issue. The issue is, what does he do?
And it did his wife. I feel like his wife agreed to this because maybe she's just like, it probably isn't because she's cheating on you. I feel like that's something dudes do. I bet his wife is saying this because maybe she feels bad that he is all the way in Ohio alone. And she's like, I'm not giving him enough satisfaction.
It could be a test. And if he does it, it could be one of those situations where he's like,
doing it is definitely failing if it's a test.
There's no test where fucking it is.
It's at a test to see if you got cojones, brother.
Do you have it? Guts. I probably would be too scared to do it still.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like you asked
fearful
to do something that was like not you have to do something that was sort of like bad, and your mom is like, yeah, you know what, go ahead, you do it, like, you don't have a curfew tonight, and you're like, well, really?
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
It's like, oh, all right, fine, I'm gonna come home at 11 anyway. Like, in the absence of rules, do you still behave?
Yeah,
well,
like during the purge, I'm probably just at home watching TV just in case the rules are off or I'm checking the calendar wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still taking a fucking baseball bat to anybody who tries to come in.
Right.
And that's guilt-free.
The purge.
Yeah. That's allowed in the purge. But I'm still, because I feel like I have, some people have a internal moral compass that even in a lawless chaos, dystopian or utopian, right, depending on your definition, it doesn't allow you to act out of turn. Like, if murder became legal,
would we do it?
Right. How many people would?
I had a conversation with my brother actually 2 nights ago.
He started strangling you at the hypothetical.
I came up with something that I thought was really wise, and I'm going to share it now.
Okay. This whole blends into a Blue Apron ad.
I told him, you don't have to go to the grocery store and you don't know what amount of basil to buy. I told him, in life, there are little boys, big boys, and men. Do you get where I'm going with this? Little boys follow the rules because they are told to.
Okay.
Big boys break the rules because they say, hey, fuck you. No one tells me what to do.
Yeah.
But men do the right thing even though they weren't asked.
Okay. Oh.
That's right. You guys can, if you are on an iPhone, just rewind. Press the little 15-second rewind button twice, and you will hear that golden nugget of knowledge.
And this, it is free?
Again.
It is free to listen.
It's free the first time. If you want to listen to it a second time, Venmo me. Venmo me $5.
Through textjake.com. So, two things. One, why is it two types of boys and then men? Shouldn't it be like,
because it's sort of just like that. All right,
there's boys, teenagers, and men or something like that.
Yeah, but like, it's a little more poetic to say little boys, big boys, because that's sort of like the, are you a little boy or are you a big boy?
It feels like
I'm either
three.
I'm a man.
I feel like there's three, and you're saying the first two are like little versions of each other, and then there's a man.
Right.
It's like there's boys, There's little men, and then there's big men.
No. That's absurd.
It's little boys, big boys. I know what you said, but I'm just saying.
I am the artist of this, of the saying. You can, I mean, I'm not the first person to say something like this. There's other ways.
Obviously,
to,
I am the best person that I has think ever I said it best. It.
Yeah, I mean, it's like songwriting and poetry. These are the words that I chose to express myself, right. And I think they're perfect. And, you know, clearly you've got an issue, and I wish you'd grab a tissue. No, you can make it. You can put your own spin on it. You want to categorize it a little more than I did.
I want to say in life there are birdies, there are giraffes, and then there are little boys.
Very actually, I like that a little bit.
It's kind of like drugs. In the beginning, you don't smoke weed because it's forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
Then
that's a little boy.
If you're pretty cool, you start smoking weed.
Ooh, now you're a big boy.
But then if you're really really cool, you're like, oh, I don't like smoking weed. I don't like what it does to me. I actually don't like it.
Yeah, high. Now you're a man.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think this is where I came up with it. Because, like,
were you high during this?
I was stoned out of my fucking mind.
Yeah, you were baked.
I was waked and baked.
You had a wheat thin that night. You had a munchie.
I had a weed thin.
Nice.
You ever do weed brownies? Me and my brother made weed wheat thins.
Weed thins.
You know, when you're talking to a kid, it's like, hey, do you want to be a little boy or a big boy? Little boy, I'm going to have to change your diaper. A big boy, you go to the potty all by yourself.
Yeah.
It's like that.
And if you're a man, you get your own frickin' diaper.
Yeah.
And I'll shit where I want.
I make money, so I buy Depends, and I shit in them.
While I'm driving. A hot, hot burrito snack for later, I say. So how does this relate to this? Oh, because if you're a man, you wouldn't do it just because of your own internal.
Yeah. Like in an ideal world, you just don't want to cheat on your wife, even though she gave you the go ahead.
Yeah. I wonder if that's true.
I guess that's like why the test is in place. That's why we're calling it.
Do you not cheat on your wife because of how she'll react, or do you not cheat on her because of, your own, you feel like that would be disrespecting her implicitly.
Yeah.
Like your penis sort of belongs to her at that point.
Right. I mean, when it comes to cheating, at least for me personally, it's never about like, I can't cheat because my heart will stray.
Right.
Like, I can fuck a million people and not feel anything for any of them.
That'd be awesome. You can fuck a million people?
Yeah, dude. In a fucking row with no break.
In a row. Like, that's how they're geographically located. Yeah. Not, like, time-wise in a row.
Oh, no. I'd need
to take a
week and a half off.
Yeah. A million weeks. 7 million days.
How long do I live for? But I think it's also wrong to say, like, the only thing that keeps you from cheating is that somebody will get mad.
Because
it's not necessarily just about that person being mad. It's about, like...
It's not about the result.
But, I mean, in a way, it's kind of just like, yeah, you know, you don't cheat on somebody you love because it would hurt them. But it's not like, I don't want to cheat on someone I love because I'll get in trouble.
Right.
It's the actual, like, emotional damage you're doing.
Yeah. And for me, it's mostly about, like, I think if I ever cheated on someone, I would feel, it's like, I'm so nice and that I don't cheat, but then it's for a personal reason, because it's like, I would feel too bad and I wouldn't be able to handle it. So, like, am I still being just as nice as a guy who doesn't cheat because they think that they don't want to hurt their significant other? If my reasoning is flawed.
Right. So you're so selfish why you don't cheat.
Yes, exactly.
No, but that's not true, because you're like, that. I think that makes you a better person. If you don't cheat because you would feel bad during it,
yeah,
you're definitely a better person, because you're way less of an actual risk. Like, I don't cheat because I would make the other person feel bad. But every once in a while, I stop caring about that.
And that's fine for the night.
Yeah.
Fine for the night. Fuck being polite. I'm saying, do-do-do-do-do-do. So if I were you, I would not do it, because I'm a wiener man. I'm a scared little wiener boy.
And if I were you, I wouldn't do it, because you don't want to fuck with the relationship that you have with your wife.
So you wouldn't do it because you're a man, and I wouldn't do it because I'm a little boy.
I guess so. But also, full disclosure, I already have done it.
I'm a
I have fucked your coworker. I probably would do it.
If given the green light. Fuck it, yeah. I'll even take it. I'll speed through a yellow.
Well, since I'm a therapist on the matter, I would say I think it would make your life worse to do it, but...
I think if you put your glasses on, I would respect your opinion a little bit more.
Okay.
Here we go. And...
I'd feel too guilty. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
That's Let's the turn only them difference on. Between...
I want to fuck her. Don't do it. Do it. Oh, my God.
Those glasses. You're
Ask
like
Ask me
super...
a math problem.
14 times 14.
188.
That's close.
Really?
It's 196. It came up last episode, and I didn't know it, so somebody tweeted that at me. 14 squared, 196.
Of course.
Of course. Now we know. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more questions.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
We have a new show to announce.
Whoa.
We're going back to Cali.
Cali?
Yeah, we're doing a show at Irvine.
Nice.
Yeah, Southern California. Our first show in Orange County.
Hell yeah.
At the Irvine Improv on, I believe, October 14th.
Solid.
It's going to be our first show in Orange County, our first in a while in Southern California. So if you're around SoCal and you haven't seen one of our live podcasts, it's a big, cool theater, 500 seats.
Oh, my God. Wait, are we selling tickets?
We are selling tickets.
Oh, then we should really try to sell it.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay. Hey, come. Yo, we are going to get fucked up. We are going to have fun. We are all going to rage. We're going to roll face.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to hand out little packets of Molly for everybody.
Fuck it. If I can't sell tickets, I'll sell drugs. I'm not even doing a show. Come to the Irvine Improv and I will sell you a weed. Fuck it.
Me and my brother making wheat thin weeds.
I love that. Our last couple shows have been so fun. We were in Australia. That was crazy. We were in Montreal. Thomas Middleditch joined us there. Maybe we can get a special guest to come out in this episode.
Oh, man.
Who knows? It is
now
Los Angeles.
Now we're going to promise and not be able to deliver.
Not promising. We're just saying that's an idea I have. It might be fun if we do get one.
Yes.
So if you're at in or around Irvine or Southern California in general, Wednesday, October 14th, you can go to the irvine.improv.com to get tickets for that show.
Yeah, come on.
I'm also doing a one-act show, a one-act play, a reading.
Whoa.
Yeah, later that night at 2 a.m. in Ontario.
Ontario.
It's a much smaller coffee shop. After it closes down, I break in and I just start reading some of my own shit, actually.
Can people go?
People cannot get in, no. It's closed to the public.
I periscope it.
I live stream it. Oh, that's another thing we wanted to do. Facebook allows you to do live streams now.
Yeah.
We should get into that.
We're going to.
This is a reminder. You guys can hold us accountable.
Yes.
We're recording this on a Sunday night. This episode's going up in a couple hours. I don't know what that means to you. I don't know if you want to say something or announce something like, what do you want people to know tomorrow, Monday, August 24th?
Tomorrow, you and I are going to work out in the morning.
Yeah. So it's maybe if you're listening to this, we're working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just think me and Amir are doing a deck of cards workout?
Yeah.
You guys can all do it with us.
Which is something your brother taught you.
Yeah. I might have told the story on the podcast how the first time I did it, I threw up.
Right. It's just like every suit is a different exercise.
Yeah. So you have a whole entire deck of cards. You shuffle it up. You assign a different exercise. Like hearts are
squats.
Hearts are squats. Diamonds are burpees.
Uh-huh.
And then like each thing is a value, obviously. So like the ace is 14.
Right. And an 8 is a 6. And a 4 is a 9.
Obviously.
And so on and so forth.
So you turn over a card and you just whatever workout. It's
you do it.
Yeah.
And what does it add up to, the 1 through 14? You're ended up doing like what, 60-70 things of everything?
Oh, I have no idea. But whatever it is, it's like fucking really hard. You get drenched with sweat.
It sounds like CrossFit.
Right.
It sounds dangerously close to CrossFit.
Yeah, but CrossFit's like all about maxing out too. Like
yeah,
this is,
like
you don't
weights.
Max out with any of this.
This do you use weights or are you just using your own personal
Well, I think
body?
Tomorrow we're gonna use the 25-pound dumbbells for the squats.
Oh, that's a weight.
Yeah.
We don't have 25. We only have 30s.
Oh, even better.
Even harder. So maybe we should do 5/6 of the number. That way it's like we're doing 25 pounds.
No, let's just beast it.
All right. I love that. HeadGum, I think we're going to add some new podcasts to the network this week.
Oh, so I was just talking about our exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. We're adding new podcasts to the network.
Can't be for certain, but if you go to HeadGum.com and see a couple new shows, you're not freaking out.
Yeah.
We're expanding our family with some awesome new content. So if you're
pretty
bored
solid.
After this podcast, there's always more episodes on at HeadGum.com.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
David Young was on Streeter's Talk of Shame.
Oh, I haven't listened to that yet. But
We'll put a little clip of that at the end of this episode. It was really funny. He has one episode. He has one story about meeting Dave Matthews, which I think you would really like.
Oh, really?
Because he gets really, really nervous about meeting Dave.
That's so funny.
Have you and David Young talked about your love of Dave Matthews?
No, I didn't know that he loved Dave Matthews.
Yeah, he says it was like his most influential and best musician of the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
That's why he was named David.
Of course.
Yeah. That makes sense. He did change his name to Dave. Yeah. All right. Shall we answer one last question?
Yeah, last one.
But then we really, really have to eat.
I know. I'm so hungry, dude.
I'm so hungry.
Oh, you're crying.
Yeah. I'm not stalling. I am just crying. Which one should we read? Oh, here's one.
All right.
Another dude's name. Ricardo.
That's one of your friends?
Yeah, sure, why not? Ricardo writes, I've always loved eating pussy. And like Jake, I enjoy a good rimming while I'm down there. That's licking the asshole in case the phrase doesn't travel. My girlfriend enjoys this too, but there's one complication. Her asshole is kind of hairy. Not dirty or stinky, just a bit hairy. Her pussy is totally Hollywood, I might add. She waxes on the reg by her own volition, but because she waxes herself, believing salons to be overpriced here in London, she doesn't complete the job front to back. It is by no means a deal breaker, just smooth skin feels better on the tongue, anus-wise or other. She's kind of sensitive, and it's her body, so I'd rather broach the topic in a subtle way rather than making her feel pressured to do anything she doesn't want. She hates the pain of waxing, so I've offered to do it for her, which surprisingly she's up for. But even then, I think flipping her over and tending to her ass might embarrass or upset her. If you were me, what would you do to try to move towards a less hairy rimming experience? P.S. I also wanted to positively review the text Jake experience. Was just one purchase text and a little embellishment. I went from silent treatment to O-face with a previous lady in my Tinder days. Ha!
Ha! Are people still
texting Jake?
At a slower rate, but...
It's still coming in.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times where I was like, maybe we should stop doing it because it's not like, I don't know, it's like kind of hard to keep up with.
Right.
Because there's still like 5 to 10 a week. And I have to answer within 24 hours. And apologies to some of y'all because I don't always get to do it.
You're only one man.
Yeah, I mean,
you
like,
feel you owe it to society.
Yeah, because every once in a while, every time I'm thinking I don't want to do it anymore, somebody sends a question that I'm like, damn, I'm really happy I got to weigh in. I'm happy I got to influence this.
You saved somebody.
Yeah. And I mean, with this, I got somebody laid. That's great. What a fucking amazing power.
That was without your glasses. All right. So, this dude, Harry Butthole, ever experienced something like that?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Yeah.
So,
like, I mean, because he's saying it's not even like hairy to, it's not like hairy, overly hairy.
Right.
It's just a little hair and he doesn't want anything.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I've never had a hairy butthole for more than a couple times. Like, it's like this.
Ooh,
it matters.
Tell me who had a hairy butthole.
I'll tell you after the podcast. But there was a hairy butthole.
Mouth it to me. Who?
Say it louder.
I can't read lips, fucker.
I clearly whisper it audibly. Hold on, let me think of a name that someone that I've never. It couldn't be like possibly, so I can finish this bit. So like, ask me who did it. It's like just mouth.
Who
it.
Was it? Just mouth it.
Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
You did date Alicia for a year.
Yes, but she had a completely barren asshole. But what I'm saying is, if it's just a hookup, it doesn't quite matter. But this is like a real relationship, a girl that you have to revisit. So it's a bigger deal. I was going to suggest what he did, which is offer to shave her, and then he can just do it himself. I feel like that's not embarrassing if he's like, oh, look what I just found.
I guess one thing to consider is that she's like, I don't think it will embarrass her because once she did say that she wanted you to wax her, two, you already spend time licking her asshole.
Right.
So it seems like she won't be totally averse to you being near it. And I think maybe the way to do it is not by saying, let's wax your asshole. Maybe you just say, like, let's do like a Brazilian, which is the buttocks as well. And maybe she'll know that.
Maybe you can be like, all right, done with the front. And now to navigate the thicket that is your butthole.
But you don't need to like full on flip somebody over. If it's just the butthole, you could just, you know,
do it
let a little bit of wax drip down.
Yeah. And then you say,
the chain.
Should I wax or use a machete to get through the rainforest that is your anus? I mean, my God, woman.
I also think that if you are so into the butthole that you want to lick it, that a little bit of hair shouldn't throw you off the way it is.
Maybe a little bit of hair, or maybe it's more than a little bit of hair. And maybe it does, if everything else is barren, a hair in the butthole is worth two in the stink.
I mean, like, I don't care about hair, I guess.
Oh, either butthole or vagina.
No.
You're calling this guy out for not actually being an ass man.
I just don't think you're a true ass man. Well, I mean,
a true ass man will navigate through. A true fan will actually deal with the hair situation.
I just don't want to body shame or hair shame anybody. That's a thing, or maybe not, but it could be. And I feel like that's, I don't know.
I mean, I'd walk through sand to watch a football game. So this guy should have to deal with this hairy situation to get to his promised land.
I'm sure, yeah, there's not hair like on the actual rim of the asshole, which it seems to be what you want to lick, dog.
You ain't licking it right.
I guess I'm not sure I've ever given like a rim job to somebody with a very hairy ass. I think I have. Probably have. Mom, you did not listen to the podcast, right?
Okay, good. So I can just continue to tell you not to listen or not cool. Because you're not listening?
If you are listening, I'll stop. and I'm sorry.
Have you ever had a sandwich with bean sprouts?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how sometimes you take a bite out of it, and what pulls away is this tuft of sprouts.
Yeah.
So let's say this guy is down there. Perhaps he can take
you're
a
little. Asking him to bite off her ass hair?
What are you talking about? I didn't even get there yet.
But were you not going to say that?
Yeah, I was going to say that, but don't steal my thunder.
Oh, no, that thunder's all yours, dog.
So you're down there, right? Oh. And what you do is you bite off the ass hair.
This is illegal.
you're the butt man. That grosses you out?
Biting off someone's ass hair?
Wow.
Yes, that grosses me out.
Oh, God forbid.
Are you kidding me?
You prude. You're a prude dude. You're a little boy, a big boy, and a man.
I did have my brother pull out my back hair this week, actually.
One by one?
Yeah, he yanked them all out.
With his teeth, actually.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I understand that it's hot.
don't get me wrong.
I'm into the incest. I'm into the teeth pulling.
Is there brother-brother gay porn? Probably, right?
Yeah,
if there's brother-sister regular porn.
Yeah, probably. I haven't ever gone down that rabbit hole, but I bet it exists.
So this guy, I'm gonna say, if I were you, if you're already waxing her and she feels that comfortable with you, I feel like you can either do it without telling her or do it and say, let me flip you around and get the little hair that you have left, like down there. You don't have to say it's butt hair. It's like, oh, it actually keeps going,
right?
Like, who's to say that
can
it's
I
butt
get
hair
this too? Yeah, yeah, I think there's a way to downplay it. That's true. I also think you could maybe do like, I'm too nervous, I can't wax you, but I want to like pay for you to get a really nice wax, because like it's painful probably to do it by yourself, like get a nice professional one.
Yeah,
and then maybe that's a nice little compromise, because you are if she wants to wax but it causes her too much pain, but she doesn't want to go to a salon because it's too expensive, then you say, I will pay for you to go to a salon because I enjoy it so much. And I don't want you to feel any pain.
And then
when she's at the salon, you say, you slip the waxer at 20. You say,
why don't you get rid of Ursa Minor while you're at it?
I think that's...
Don't forget the Panama Canal.
That's a version of it being okay. It really is complex, because like, you can't be a person who like demand somebody do
that.
Because like waxing is a painful experience, and getting your asshole waxed, like I wouldn't do that for anybody.
Right?
Would you do that for someone,
to wax somebody's butthole?
No. Would you have your asshole waxed if your significant other was like, hey, I love licking your asshole, but I want it to be bare?
Can
like,
I just
I'm already
like...
doing you a favor by letting you lick it. You want to do that? I think I'm backtracking fully. I don't think you can ask somebody like, one, can I lick your asshole? Two, can you painfully remove all the hair from it so I can lick it?
If you like getting it licked, then it's like, oh, that's your payment.
Right.
So it's like, oh, you'll lick my butt, I'll make sure it's clean.
I guess it's one of those, it's like the pure heart rule, the expectation.
If everybody's good with it, if everybody's happy, if it makes you crappy.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah. And why are you so smooth? All right. That's it. Let's get it the fuck out of here. Let's
get
it
out of here. But I'm going to toss and turn with this tonight. I'm not sure.
Yeah. This one's going to keep me up.
It's like a doctor thinking about the patients that he lost.
if you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, like Karuna Powers and like Eli and Ricardo, send them all over to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We also need Facebook thumbnail submissions. Also, if you're at your computer and you're feeling extra helpful, why don't you subscribe to our show on iTunes?
That still goes a long way.
Yeah. Rating and leaving us positive reviews is super, super duper helpful. So if you've done it, thank you guys so much. We have over 1,000 positive reviews, which is great. But the more the merrier, you know, if you're not doing anything. We'd hate to inconvenience you in any way. That's it. Same time next week, everybody. The opening theme song, again, was written by Keenan, a.k.a. Karuna Powers. And this closing one is from Nick and Chris. Good night, everybody, and have a pleasant Thursday.
Gracias.
Monday, I meant.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Once I killed a dog, and then the dog had sex with my girlfriend. So I emailed Jake, then I thought I'd email Amir. Jake and Amir are here to tickle your ear, and then to fuck your soul into clarity. Into clarity.
If I were you.
Into clarity.
If I were you.
Into clarity.
Basically, we closed the door. We knew her dad had a key.
To your room.
To both of the rooms. We didn't like close the door or anything. We were just like, let's go. We were just stupid. So, oh, no, that's not true. We did close the door, and he had the key to both of the rooms. So we, Flynn remembers it as we closed the door to the bathroom to, like, we didn't use the thing on the hotel door. Like
the latch.
The latch. We, like, closed the door to meet up with the entrance door.
Okay, so you almost tried to like wedge it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So like we closed the door so it was locked, but then we put something else there so like if he opened it, it would like bump into the bathroom door. So we and on top of that, Flynn said like, "Do you want to take a shower?" And like,
ooh,
of course, why not take a shower? So we get in the shower, start, you know, kissing.
Yeah.
Get on.
What else? All kinds of stuff. Flynn.
This is a mistake. Let's go back to Dave Matthews.
No. Keep talking about your wife.
So we started doing it, and I'm missing parts of the story. My luggage hadn't come yet either. So, like, I didn't have any luggage at that point. So the clothes that I took off to get in the shower were the clothes that I had to wear until I got my clothes. I don't know what happened to them, but Flynn remembers that very vividly. So we move from the shower to the bed, and as we start hooking up on the bed, things grow very quickly, and we start doing it.
Yeah.
And almost instantly, once upon insertion, there's a knock at the door. It's her mom and dad, and they're like, "Hey, guys, can we come in?"
That was a HeadGum Podcast.